One of the most inspiring things I've heard in the last week was from one of my older comrades who was protesting against the Vietnam War when she was a teenager. And she made the point that there was a generation of people who came before the Vietnam War, and then there was a generation after. In other words, there was a Vietnam generation, people that lived through that war, people that protested against that war. And that for those people, for millions of them around the world to rose up against this system, they were never the same again. They were changed forever. They were people who knew how the world worked from that point onwards. Never again could they be lied to by those in power. And that they knew that a mass movement could change the world. Well, what we're seeing now, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you're Gen X or whatever, we are all now Generation Gaza. We and hundreds of millions of people around the world who have stood up against this genocide, we know we will never be the same again. And that is a great fear for those in power. And that is our determination to carry on, because we've seen so much in these last 2 years. The veil that covers this system in an illusion of the rule of law and democracy and all of that, that has been ripped away, and we've seen the reality of a system of brutality, of genocide, of impunity, of profit-making in the face of death and destruction. We've seen our leaders, not just from the far right, but from the Democrats in America to the Labour Party in Australia. We've seen which side they've lined up on, and we've seen that they're much more concerned with trying to silence a movement against the genocide than they are with trying to stop the genocide itself. We've seen the role of the media in this, absolutely despicable. Because the point we've made all along is, of course, that Israel can only get away with what it does because it continues to be backed and armed and funded and given impunity by powerful nations all around the world. And the only reason that our governments in the West have been able to get away with that is because of a compliant media that has reported Israeli propaganda after Israeli propaganda for years. And still, even in this moment when they're forced to broadcast some of the images of starvation coming out of Gaza. What do we hear on ABC Radio this morning, all morning on the way in? It was, Israel's acting to make sure more aid gets into Gaza. Don't worry, they're airlifting supplies. The benevolent Israeli occupation, don't worry, they're sending flour and sugar in there. Go home, don't worry about it. It's all over, we got this under control. More lies, total lies. They won't even report what the aid agencies are saying, that this is a grotesque distraction, in their words. A grotesque distraction is exactly what Israel is trying to do, and they only have one purpose in mind, which is to demobilize this mass movement, this moment of uprising around the world. They want us to go home and shut up so they can get on with the genocide. But we're not going to. We are Generation Gaza. And we're going to fight until Palestine is free from the river to the sea. And it's amazing to see a massive turnout today. What I want to announce from our point of view from the Palestine Action Group Sydney is that now is the moment more than ever when we need to rise up and stand up. So what we're announcing today is that next Sunday, we are declaring our intention to march across the Harbour Bridge. Yeah! We want to see tens of thousands, 50,000, 100,000 people march for humanity across that Harbour Bridge. Yeah! We demand and implore the authorities
to not get in the way, to stand with us against a genocide. We know Chris Minns has been on the wrong side of this for 2 years. We call on him to get out of the way. We know there have been a series of historic mass marches over the Harbour Bridge in decades past, a massive march for reconciliation in 2000, an important, very supportable march for LGBT rights and Pride March just 2 years ago, which Albanese himself participated in. So don't let them say it can't be done. Don't let them say that when humanity calls, we cannot take such an important symbolic act as marching over the most iconic symbol of Sydney. And that is what we need to do, because we need to rise up like never before and send a message to the world like never before that Israel must be stopped and that we intend to stop them. In our thousands and in our millions, we are all Palestinians, and we're going to march over the Harbour Bridge next Sunday. And if Albanese means a single word of his mealy-mouthed, weasel-word statements lately, then he should be supporting that, and he should be marching with us as well. All right, obviously that's going to mean a big battle this week, potentially in the courts, in the media, all the rest of it. But that is our intention, and we are going to need to see hundreds of thousands of people spreading the word, and tens of thousands at least there, ready to go next Sunday when we do that. So please, be part of that mass effort next week.
We'll have to announce everything.
Okay. With that, I'm going to invite up our final speaker, who is, of course, Hannah Thomas, former Greens candidate, brutally attacked by New South Wales police. I'm sure she'll tell the story, but we know that the cops punched her in the eye. She may lose sight in one of her eyes, and then they lied about it. Lie after lie after lie. And lies in defense of the indefensible, police brutality, using Chris Minns's, you know, anti-protest hysteria, and this is the result that we warned about from day one. And so we call on Chris Minns to repeal these anti-protest laws, and we demand justice for Hannah. Anyway, let's hear from Hannah.
Thank you so much, everyone. We're gathering today on land that is and always will be Gadigal land. Land that was never ceded, that was violently stolen through invasion, occupation, dispossession, and genocide. Solidarity with First Nations people here in Palestine and everywhere. I want to start by repeating the call to action. A couple of hours ago, Israel illegally abducted the Handala, and on board are two Australians. Tanya Saki, who is a constituent of our Prime Minister, and Robert Martin. Please, when you go home, do all you can to ensure their safety. Call and email the Prime Minister, Penny Wong, and DFAT to demand their release. Solidarity with them and the rest of their crew. I'm so sorry that our governments have failed so comprehensively that ordinary people like you have had to do this. For almost 2 years, Israel has killed a classroom worth of children every single day. Every day we've seen Israel shatter the limits of human evil, all while playing the victim. We've seen fathers pick up pieces of their children in plastic bags, people in refugee camps burned alive, children undergoing amputations without pain relief, mothers shot dead while begging for food, and now emaciated skeletal babies in the last moments of their lives as Israel deliberately starves almost 2 million people to death in full view of the world. It's hard to find the words because the limits of human language have been reached. There are no words to describe what the people of Gaza have gone through at the hands of Israel. And like all of you, I'm filled with anger, and at the moment, much of it is squarely aimed at Labor, the Albanese and Minns government. when instead of sanctioning Israel for blocking aid and hunting children for sport, our government sanctioned Senator Meron Baruki for simply holding a sign. What a proud moment for the Albanese government, up there with achieving the worst homelessness in living memory, with approving the largest climate project in the Southern Hemisphere, with signing off on the destruction of ancient indigenous rock art, of beating the Morrison government's record on secrecy, and quietly shoveling another $800 million to the US military, to an active participant in Israel's genocide. This is the Albanese government summed up. This is the modern day Labour Party, more offended by a cardboard sign than an emaciated toddler's corpse. More concerned with preserving decorum than stopping genocide. Honestly, how sick in the head, how morally bankrupt, how absolutely soulless do you have to be more angry about a cardboard sign than a live-streamed infanticide? To the Albanese government, I say Senator Meron Baruki has more courage and decency in her little finger than your entire government has. Than all 94 of your members combined, all of you sitting in Parliament, silent, unbothered, and absolutely fucking useless in the face of the greatest crime of the century. Raised eyebrows, and you know it. These statements are too little, and they're an attempt to rewrite history, and they will comprehensively fail. As someone who, like Penny, came to this country from Malaysia, one of the only countries on the right side of history when it comes to this genocide, I want to put on the record how deeply ashamed myself and so many Malaysians are to have you, a sycophantic shill for Western Empire, as the face of this publicity.
Persona, and who now leads a government that exports everything.